With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A busy legislative session is wrapping up in Olympia with a few bills ag groups are keeping an eye on. Yesterday, John Devaney, president of the Washington State Tree Fruit Association, talked about a House bill dealing with farm labor contractors, which he says created a presumption of guilt for ag employers,
including making the employer liable for information they might not have had any way of knowing. You know, if an employee had contacted the state agency directly to ask about their rights and subsequently said, you know, you're not doing a great job, we have to let you go, that would be presumed to be retaliation. And you would have to affirmatively have proved that you didn't know that they were making those inquiries to a state agency.
And that, Devaney says, is not the way our system is supposed to work.
That sort of making the onus on the employer to prove your innocence turns all of our nation's legal precedents on its head. And so agricultural groups in general and our industry were concerned that that was a really bad precedent to be setting. And fortunately, legislators agreed and that language was stripped out of that bill.
In the end, Devaney says, it's not quite as bad.
The bill did move forward out of the Senate, but now all of those offensive portions were removed, and all it does now is remove an existing exemption from the requirement to register as a farm labor contractor for nonprofit associations.
All things considered, Devaney says, some recent trade deals have given us some hope for the growing season ahead. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.